Good morning, everyone. Everyone okay? So my name is Bob Janssen. I'm a CTO and the founder of RES, a Dutch software company, global company. And I'd like to talk about innovation. And I was in Norway the other day, and I was buying myself a cappuccino, and I bumped into this sign at the counter. Do you fear change? Leave it here. And I thought that was really awesome in many ways. Because it's all about comfort zone. It's about innovation, and you should always step outside your comfort zone. And I think if you fear change, you don't belong to IT. You should not work in IT. So actually the sign says, do you fear change? Leave IT. And I think it's true. All right, stay relevant through innovation. Anyone recognizes this person? No. Close. It's the new boss of Microsoft. He has been on board for not, 2 years now. And he said, our industry does not respect tradition, it only respects innovation. I think it's very true. And it's awesome to see what's happening at Microsoft right now. Microsoft has seen more change in the last 2 years than in the 20 years before. And he's driving it relentlessly. And I respect that. Innovation is a need to have. You know who this is? Elon Musk, well known for Tesla. And he says, some people don't like change, but you need to embrace change if the alternative is disaster. And he was on a talk show, and the host asked him, why do you give away all your patents for the Tesla? Why? And he said, imagine this, if you're all on the same boat, and the boat is sinking, and you are the only one who has a design to plug the hole, then maybe it's a good idea to start sharing that information, to share that idea. And that's what he is doing with Tesla. We'll come back to Elon in a few slides. So my company has been innovating since the end of 99. We started out as a company building Workspace Manager. Back then we were doing a virtualization project, and we found out that people did not like the solution. And this company was moving all their desktops to Thermal Server. And before the migration, everyone was logging on to their PC. They had their own 5 applications, and the printer was sitting next to the PC. After the migration, they were logging on to this Thermal Server using a remote desktop. They could see hundreds of applications, and they could print everywhere. It was a big mess. People were very upset. Help desk was overloaded. Complexity increased. And there were also security challenges, because people could now work from anywhere. And that's not always what you want with all your applications or all your data. So we went back to the drawing board, and we built Workspace. And with Workspace, you can control all of this. You can give people the right user experience, offer them the right type of applications based on where they are, on who they are, give them access to the right printing, and also apply the security principles. So with that, we introduced Unified Workspace Management back in 99. And along the way, we kept on innovating. We added automation capabilities. We added self-servicing capabilities. But also what I learned is that innovation is something you don't do yourself alone. You need others to do that as well. And today you are in good company with also these people that have been in this industry for a very long time. And I enjoy working with them. So let's take a look at IT. What's the role of IT? To provide the best services against the high security and the lowest cost. And IT has been doing that using a lot of methodologies. But there are certain aspects and trends that are making life for IT very hard as we speak. Major challenges. For example, cloud computing. With cloud, the speed of delivery of what you can do on-premise cannot match what you can do from the cloud. And this is why SaaS is becoming so popular. Even worse, SaaS is actually coming in through the back door. IT often is no longer involved, and complete business units start using SaaS without even involving IT. And the other day I spoke to this IT manager, and he said, I don't care about this. They can do whatever they want. In the end, they will need me. They will come to me. And said, how can that be? What if you have to offboard someone, you are not aware of this SaaS application, that person goes to work for the competition, and your data is at risk? I guess it will be your head that will roll when you have to explain it to the board. It's your responsibility. So you better make sure they come to you when they are doing a SaaS project. So speed of delivery is completely different with cloud computing than what you can do on premises. Any idea why that is, by the way? because it's all automated. Everything's automated. The other thing that's happening is consumerization of IT. Doug already alluded to it, but it's really hard to explain what consumerization is, right? So to me, it is instant gratification. You need something, you need it now, and you want it now. The last thing you need is to go to a service desk. I think service desks in the future will be a final safety net. Primarily, you should not have to deal with a service desk. It's like booking a trip. You go on the web, you book your trip, you book the tickets, you book a nice hotel, you rent a car. The last thing you want on Saturday is that you need to go to a travel agent on Monday because you're stuck somewhere in the process. This is consumerization of IT, instant gratification. And with that, totally different user expectations. And then complexity. And this is largely not understood by the business. IT has become very complex compared to where we were 5 or 10 years ago. You agree? It has become very complex. So this leaves IT with shrinking budgets in a reactive mode, where there's a huge gap now between the business needs and where IT is today. So let's take a look at the CIO priorities. Technology alignment with the business, security, privacy, speed of IT delivery, time to market, innovation, and you can read the whole list. Well, with all the challenges I just described, good luck with that. This is where we all come in as IT professionals to make a change, to innovate, to get a better approach, better methodology. So let's go back to Elon. Anyone knows his background, his history, how he made his fortune? PayPal. Yes, perfect, PayPal. And after that, of course, SpaceX. There's a common thread here. Anyone knows? PayPal was a platform for payments. SpaceX, a great platform for putting stuff in space. Small sidetrack. Elon sold PayPal and he wanted to build this company. He wants to put stuff in space. And he had funding and money to do 3 launches. He already secured a contract with NASA. He did 3 launches. He had to prove to NASA that this could be done. All 3 failed. He was really in trouble. He risked everything for the 4th launch. He believed in it. He didn't care. He didn't care if he could lose everything. He believed in this. And the 4th launch was a big success. And right now, SpaceX is writing history. It's the most successful commercial company ever to put stuff in space. Anyone saw the launch and also the return of the rockets and they land again? How many failures? But he's getting it done. And you know why? Because in the end, he will reduce 30% of his cost by doing it like this. 30% reduction. It's huge. It's innovation. It's great. So for IT, to save IT, I think we need to have a platform for innovation and a platform to deliver IT services. And this has been also the vision of my company for a while, for the last 10 years, to build that platform. And I'd like to show you how the platform works. So the starting point for delivering IT services should be the organization. And any organization can be divided into people and resources. If you put people and resources together, you actually have a company. And this is very important because every company is structured like this. Because if you have a platform for delivering IT services, it should not be industry specific, right? So we have resources and people. And another way of looking at it is that you have the business supported by technology. Not the other way around. I often see that the technology is dictating to the business how things should be done. We're moving away from that. Technology should be an enabler for the business, not the other way around. So we have business and technology. So if you have these 4 quadrants where people and business meet, you talk about policies and rules. People and IT, admins and users, and there's always a big divide between the two. Resources and IT, assets and services, and more we are moving away from assets and moving more and more towards services. And we don't want to own the assets anymore because in general they're painful to deal with. And resources and in business are all about budgets and costs. And it's our belief if you want to deliver the digital workspace, if you want to deliver IT services, you need to address each and every one quadrant. And for policies and roles, you need something called a service director. I'm not talking about products here, I'm talking about concepts. You need to have a service director. And a service director starts with an identity warehouse. And this is taken from e-commerce. If you buy something on Amazon, they start profiling you. They know everything about you. They will start doing mass customization. They will make recommendations to you. IT needs to start doing the same thing. IT knows nothing about its internal customers. For that, you need to start with an identity warehouse. The warehouse actually subtracts information from business applications. HR systems. Just to give you an example, if you have a law firm, how many roles are there? Many people talk about role-based access. How many roles do you have in a law firm? Answer simple, two. You're either a lawyer or you're supporting a lawyer. That's it, so role-based access will not work there. What you need to know is what clients are do you represent as a lawyer. That information will actually tell you what type of information you can access. Another example, I'm a construction company. I work on a lot of projects. Yes, it's important to know what role you have. Are you an architect? Are you an engineer? Do you work in sales? What's even more important to know is what projects you're working on. Guess what? That type of information is not stored in Active Directory. That type of information is only stored in the project management system. You need to collect all of that data and put it in an identity warehouse. Why? Because by having that information, you can match it with a service catalog. And you can do mass customization. You can actually recommend what kind of services people need. It's completely tailor-made. It should be your unique service catalog. With that, also workflow engine and the full lifecycle can be managed through a service director. This is a component you need to have for delivering IT as a service. Then the next one is the workspace. And for the workspace, you need to have context awareness. And we learned this already 15 years ago dealing with virtualization. But also, if I'm using a physical laptop, you need to be context aware. Where are you working from? Are you logging on from Starbucks? Are you in the office using a secure VPN? If I'm a doctor and I'm roaming through a hospital, on the fly, my default printer should change based on my location. Location awareness, very important. How can you do that? There's already infrastructure there. You're connecting through Wi-Fi. You can access or detect what the nearest Wi-Fi hotspot is. Based on that, you can assume that that person wants to connect to that specific printer. That's context awareness. But then, dynamic composition of the workspace. Build up the workspace in real time. Why? Because desktops are very hard to manage. I think it's the most complex part of your infrastructure. So don't just manage what you offer on the desktop. Componentize it. And then the adaptive security, based on the context, who you are, but also where you are. It's now safe to use this application. And then something that's really hard to attain, desired state. Because with desired state, it's very easy to troubleshoot. Say, for example, my printer is missing on my desktop. Why isn't it there? Was it supposed to be there in the first place? Is it a configuration error, or is there something wrong in my backend? That's where desired state comes in. Desired state should tell me what the desired condition or circumstances are, and what the actual state is. I can compare the two. Hey, yes, my printer should have been here. And so you can start troubleshooting and do root cause analysis. So that's for the workspace. Then you need an automation fabric. Why? To fast provision. Why does it take IT 5 weeks to put me on a new distribution list? Because it ends up on a big stack of stuff they need to do. It's terrible work for IT to do. There's no honor to be won. You need to automate these kinds of changes. Why? With 5 weeks, I can bring this back in 5 minutes. And you can also put intelligence in this. For example, if I'm in between roles, I'm moving from one role to another role, I still want to be on the old distribution list for like three more weeks. So you want to have a cooldown period. It looks so simple on paper. It's so hard to implement this with people. Automate this. So provisioning, integration. And we all have different silos in IT because we have infrastructure. Those silos don't talk to each other. Desktop has nothing to do with network, has nothing to do with my service, has nothing to do with mobile. So you need to have one fabric that connects it all. That's the automation fabric. With that, you have change control and also shift left. You can actually empower people to do stuff. So your first and second line become third line support. That's interesting. And you can start doing self-servicing. And then cost control. Often talked about by CIOs, by IT managers, but often overlooked because it's hard to do. Well, if IT moves from being a gatekeeper to a shopkeeper and they start running this as a shop, they should be able to cost out everything. And I'm not talking about really actually doing chargeback, but at least you should know what your services cost. So you can also prove to the business when you move from on-premise to cloud that you've done a great job. So all this together, IT as a service, providing the digital workspace, yields a lot of data. And you should analyze that data. You should gather it and apply business analytics to it, doing auditing, intelligence, reporting, doing asset management. All of this is possible if you have a platform for innovation, a platform for delivering the services. That's basically what we're trying to build and achieve with our technology. Great thing about this technology, it plugs in with anything you already have today. So take a look. It's called RES1, provides exceptional end-user experience, people-centric security. Most security is either device-related or peripheral-related. Self-servicing, predictability, and automation. Self-servicing is the key to IT consumerization. This is what people want, right? So we take the people as a starting point. 80% of what people need can be predicted because you have that identity warehouse. So only think about onboarding and offboarding of your employees, how hard that is nowadays. And onboarding we get done most of the time. But then the offboarding part is much more complex and often even doesn't get completed all the way. 80% of the services are predictable and they should be delivered to you even before you ask for it. And then the other 20% you can put in a service store, and then the automation will take care of a timely delivery. This is what we like about cloud. You can apply it on-premise as well. And it needs to be hybrid. And this also will give you the security. So the top CIO priorities can be delivered, but you need to have a system of innovation next to your systems of records. And this is also the bimodal IT that Gartner often refers to. It sounds very fluffy, but in the end, it's really easy to do if you keep it simple. Keeping IT simple is possible. We all love technology, but keeping it simple is what you need to do. So with that, you can innovate. I think IT stands for innovation technology, and deliver value. So lower the cost, increase the productivity, improve security and compliance, all at the same time, making everyone happy. And this is my challenge to all of you, to start looking at innovation very seriously. Innovation should not be disruptive. You can do that in iterative steps. It's not bad to fail at innovation. You will learn from it. Start small and iterate from there. So, with that, thank you very much and check out our website. Thank you.